To Afghanistan, where local sources there say a U.S. drone strike has killed at least 13 civilians in the country's western province of Herat. They say seven other people have been wounded in the attack. For more on the story, we're now joined by our correspondent in Kabul, Amin Alami. Amin, can you fill us in on the latest situation, the information that you have about this U.S. drone strike?
Well, this incident has taken place in western Herat province of Afghanistan and in Shindan district of this province there. According to local sources, including the spokesperson of Herat governor and the deputy of Herat's provincial council, a U.S. Drone attack has claimed the lives of at least 13 civilians, including women and children, and injured at least 15 others. The incident took place after this drone strike was carried out to what local officials there say target a hideout of Taliban militants there. According to both the provincial council of Herat and Mr. Jailani Farhad, the spokesperson of Herat governor, this U.S. drone attack has also claimed the lives of civilians, as I mentioned, including women and children. Although this attack was carried out by USA forces.
Okay, it seems like unfortunately we've lost the connection with Kabul. Hopefully we'll be able to reestablish it, and if so, we will rejoin Amin Alami, of course, giving us the latest on that U.S. Drone strike, which we understand that we have. Had at least 13 civilians killed. Do I have you back?
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing you. It was, as I mentioned before, the governor, the spokesperson of Herat governor in western province of Herat has confirmed this incident. According to Mr. Ghulam Jailani Farhad, this U.S. drone strike has claimed the lives of at least 13 civilians, including women and children, and this has also been confirmed by Herat's provincial council and the Herat city. In the meantime, the deputy of Herat Provincial Council also confirmed the incident, but he says that at least 15 civilians also sustained injuries. But the Taliban has not reacted to this area strike so far, as well as the so-called Resolute Support Mission here in the Afghan capital, Kabul, also refused to comment on this U.S. drone attack in western Herat province of Afghanistan. However, this is worth mentioning that U.S. forces, particularly USA forces, have so far dropped thousands of tons of bombs in Afghanistan, claiming to target militants and terror groups. Given the facts on the ground, thousands of Afghan civilians have also been counted as the victims of such air raids so far since the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan since 2001 and after the fall of Taliban regime.
All right, thank you so much for that update out of Kabul. Press TV's Amin Alami.